Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast, brought to you by KO. Sport lives here. New to KO? Start your 14-day free trial.
Now we're going to preview where each team heading into the NRL season in 2 weeks' time. We're going to start today with Parramatta, fellas. Parramatta with Tab to win the comp, $15. So they are on the sixth line of betting, $7.50 to make the grand final. Parramatta, $3.50 to make top four, as they did last year, $1.75 to make the top eight, $2 to miss the top eight is their futures odds with Tab. Para, well, third last year, 15 wins, 5 losses. Then they went out in straight sets. They lost the qualifying final to the Storm, 36-24, and then they lost the semi-final to South, 38-24. Some of their notable ins, Bryce Cartwright, who sadly, unfortunately, suffered a broken jaw, will be out for some weeks. Tom Apachich from the Cowboys, Michael Oldfield from the Raiders, Isaiah Papali from the Warriors, Joey Lussick's there from Salford. Some of the outs, David Gower's retired, Kane Evans has gone to the Warriors, George Jennings off to the Storm, Stefano Utuikamanu to the Tigers, Jay Fields off to Wigan, Brad Takarengi to Hull, Kingston Rovers. So there's some of your ins and outs for the Eels. So Loz, I was interested in some of the comments from Mitchell Moses yesterday. He says he wants to get his running game back. Feels like last year he was going for a more game management type of role. We know how key he will be. Did you see it that way with Mitchell Moses last year and what you saw?
To be perfectly honest, Mido, I didn't see a great deal of change. No. And as I said yesterday, the thing with Mitch, he's got all the skills. And as a halfback, you've got to get the right balance. You know, you've got to be able to challenge the line. You've got to be able to get a team around and manage the team exceptionally well. But you've got to make the right decisions at the right time. And I know they've got a term for it in cricket as a batsman, a flat track bully. In rugby league, as a halfback, the pressure is applied and your decision making needs to be at its best when you're under the pump. Whether you've done a lot of defence and then you get the ball back, or whatever the case may be. But when you're under the pump and in critical moments, at critical times, you have to come up with the right play, whether that's finding touch, whether it's keeping the ball in play, whether it's playing short, whether it's playing out the back, whether it's a show and go dig into the line, whether it's to turn someone under. These are the options that Mitchell Moses has at his disposal. But I think at times he just gets a little bit confused knowing which one to pull out of his kit bag. That's my only criticism of Mitch. He's got to understand what play he needs to use at the right time because he's got it all.
It was interesting their season last year when they were flying in the early part, they were really flooding the middle, weren't they? And yeah. I remember you saying every week when they started to just, you know, started their slide towards the back. They were still winning games, though, even when they were playing badly. Hence, they finished 15-5 and then went out in straight sets. But you thought they went away from that.
Yeah, I did. I thought that was their strength. And again, this year, I'd be doing exactly the same thing. The teams that play through the middle will be the teams that have the success this year. I think you just flood the middle. You play flat. You play fast over the advantage. And in particular, once you get that six-to-go call, because the forwards will be put under that much pressure and they won't be able to handle it if you've got forwards with good footwork. But if you've got halves that play over the advantage line and halves that like to run the ball, I think it's such an advantage. And Parramatta have got two of the best in Dylan Brown and obviously Mitch Moses. And that's why I see them having success this year, because they've got good edge back rows, tall edge back rows that you can drive into that three defender, the halves on either side. And if they don't create anything with a line break or some second phase, one thing they're able to do is create quick play the ball. And I'm interested to see how defensive systems operate this year, whether they put numbers in the tackle or whether they just have two people go in and try and control the tackle by one getting over the ball and one trying to stop the momentum rather than that third bloke coming in and chopping the legs. Because that third bloke, if he chops the legs, it's hard for him in a fast-paced game then to get up and get back onside. Whether they just come in as three men and try and hold them up might be more effective. So I'm really interested to see how teams are going to defend and what tactics they will come up with with these new rules, because you've got to try and slow the ball down at some stage. So, because if you don't, your ruck will just get blown apart.
Mm. They've got the elements, don't they? When you look at their spine, Gutherson, already a great player, went to another level last year.
One that plays through the middle and plays... and he's got the aerobic capacity. That's the thing I like about Gutherson, is that he can float through the middle, but if you have collapsed the opposition defence and they're in tight and you've got space on the edge, Gutherson has the ability to adjust and go from middle to an edge and get out there and support. And that's the other thing with a fullback that, that the Parramatta side have with Gutherson, his ability to continually run, put himself in the game and on the ball.
Loz, how much importance or how much does it help this Parramatta team, the fact they had a number of players be a part of Origin last season? Do they bring, or do they come into this year feeling so much more confident, those individuals? And does that, in essence, get around the team? Does the team feel bigger and stronger and better because of that experience for these guys?
They should.
Yeah.
They should be coming in knowing that, right, we've played Origin, we've been a part of that Origin squad. That gives us confidence. Now, work out what happened at the back end of last year, where we need to improve, and consistency is a big one for us, and the way that we play. And I think with Parramatta, the outside noise can get to them. They've got to block that outside noise out and just focus in on what they need to do. And you know, when I look through this team, they've got plenty of depth. One question mark I do have will be their centres. Wonga Blake was there last year. Defensively, came up with some poor reads. So if he's worked on that this off-season, that'll be good for the Eels. But if he hasn't, he'll get found out again.
Loz, there's talk young Pennicini.
He's a good player, but I don't know whether he's
playing
ready
first
yet.
Grade soon. Yeah,
he's a very good player. He was... Well, I think he was just as good as Suaalii. You know, obviously everyone rates Suaalii quite highly, and he's something very special. But this kid's not far off him. But whether he's ready to go straight away or not, I don't think he will be. But by the end of the season, he might be. But they've got some, you know, Opacek, they've got Oldfield, Pennicini and Wonga Blake. You'd think they'd be the centres they have to choose from. But, you know, you look at their wingers, Sivo, Jennings will get their set started. They put their hand up for plenty of work. Dylan Brown, I've spoken about him, how important he is for Mitch Moses. And I like his running game, and I like the fact that he can play over the advantage line. Campbell, Gillard and Junior Paulo have got big motors, and they go forward. Then you've got those big edge back rowers in Madison and Lane. You've got Nathan Brown, who's a workaholic. So the ingredients is there.
You know what that does, though? When you look at that squad on paper, that is a grand final squad, right?
That's a top four team.
Okay.
Capable of making grand final.
So I'll tell you what that does.
Yeah.
That puts a hell of a lot more pressure on one man.
Yeah.
Mitchell Moses, their number seven.
Yeah, 100%.
So I've heard people speak for years about, not about his skills, but about handling pressure and handling those big moments.
Yeah.
So right now he's off doing his preseason. Everyone can say he's fitter, he's stronger, he's... This is improved, that's improved. Has he been training? And how do you train that game management, that handling pressure? So, and I would imagine he's being guided by one of the greatest of all times, Andrew Johns. But is he getting guided? It's not his passing, his kicking, his running that everyone seems concerned with, or that's going to be the difference between Parramatta finishing fourth and finishing first. It's going to be how he handles that pressure, that expectation, that game management. Has he been training that? Can you train that?
You can. And the big one is not to overcomplicate and to realise the simple play is just as effective as the big play.
Mm.
And I think that's where Mitch gets confused. I think at times he's always gone for the big play, and if it's come off, it looks great. And in a normal regular season game, it can happen. But then the bigger the game, the harder it is to pull off those plays.
Mm.
And then if you don't pull them off, you can look foolish. And I think that Mitch would be better served just playing that game where the simple play, keep thinking about the simple play being the effective play. And the natural talent, the natural instinct, once he gets that right, will take over. But if you're...
If in doubt, go simple.
If you're not nailing the simple play,
yeah,
how do you expect then to nail the big play? So, but if you constantly doing the little things,
and
well,
what is that though?
That will build you confidence. It'll build trust. Well, it builds.
Tell me what a simple play is though. For my knowledge,
a simple play is like when you see all the space, say, out on an edge. So you look up and you see the simple. All the space is there, so instead of and you know that the opposition is going to sort of jam you.
Yep.
You know, so why would you play a short ball, knowing that the defense is rushing up and in?
Okay.
Because all you're doing is putting him under pressure to receive the ball.
Yep.
So a simple play for mine is if they're jamming, maybe look to just kick the ball in behind, maybe look to just turn someone under. Like on a cross play, because you're not putting them under pressure, and get that person to work on the middle of the opposition team rather than the edge where they're just charging forward. I see sometimes ball players try to be a little cute.
Mm.
Like and for me, it's just a matter of being aware of the situation, being aware of what the opposition's doing. Now, it's always easy in theory.
Yeah.
And it's always easy to show people on video. But it's about trying to practice it and then... You know, it's just a matter of just trying to reinforce to them that the simple play is the effective play, but you've got to work on what the opposition are doing to you. So you dictate to them, because what the defense wants to do is dictate to you.
Mm.
They want to put you under as much pressure as possible. They want to limit the time and space. So you'll have, as a half playing over the advantage line, you'll have inside pressure. So what they talk about is the forwards trying to get to the ball player so he plays early, so he doesn't play deep into the line.
Yeah.
But as a defender, if your half goes deep into the line, you know that the opposition edge defenders are just going to jam and wedge because you can't slide. You've got it. Once they engage you at the line, you have to jam in.
So if you watch Parramatta in these first, call it four rounds, will you be able to, will you sit here and say, you know what, he hasn't learned a thing, or no, Parramatta cannot win the grand final because you'll watch just one player and say he's making the same mistakes or he hasn't learnt?
I couldn't say whether they could win a comp or not in the first 4 weeks, but what I could, because I think they have got the squad there, but I reckon you could tell whether Mitch is... improved on some of the aspects of his games, of his game. And again, it's just, and with Joey working with him, I think that'll come. Like last year, it's quite difficult because he was there, but he was coaching, but it was
from
all
the other side
from
of the fence.
Other side of the fence.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't go to videos. And you can't, you can send them stuff, but unless you're sitting there talking to them, again, so a simple play for me is when I always say that, to halves. So if we're attacking the goal line, all right, and Tim Sheens told me this. So if you're attacking the goal line, what teams want to do, they want to get off their line hard.
Yep.
All right. But as a half, you're always thinking, I've got to get over the advantage line here because I can see space, I can see time. So when Tim Sheens always used to say to me, take your position, but then take a step or two back just to give yourself a little bit more depth. Because what you tend to do when you get closer to the line, you get more eager and you get on edge and you want to get forward and you want to get the ball in your hands. But you got to remember the opposition, they're trying to come forward because they want to get off their line. So I always tell young halves, well, take your position, but then take a couple of steps back. So that's a simple thing to sort of do. But you see halves try and play over the advantage line, closer to the line, whereas they get met by the defence and they get put under pressure. That's exactly right. And it's just little things like that that you sort of try and constantly drive home with your halves and all your players just to try and get it right, because at the big end of the season, if you haven't practiced it, you haven't done it, that's when things fall apart.
Love it, Loz. So all in all, we say they are a top four team.
Oh, most definitely. I'd be disappointed if I was a Parramatta fan and they didn't make the top four this year.
Well, I think they're coaching their number seven. If they don't, well, I reckon they've got to do better than top four. Otherwise, I think they're both looking for different jobs.
Yeah.
Wow. Parra fans, tell us what you think. 0419 767 272 on the text line. Give us a call, 1353 53. This time 12 months ago, as far as the betting was concerned, they were the vogue tip. They were the best back to win the comp from memory this time last year. At the moment, it's Souths. They Souths are what Parramatta were this year as far as betting expectations are concerned. But I think
even with that, I don't think they are the pick to win the GF, but I think they're going to have more pressure on them this year than they did last year, even though last year they were picked to win the GF.
Yeah. We better get to the 7:30 news coming up with Jamie.
Rugby League on the Big Sports Breakfast, brought to you by KO. Sport lives here. New to KO? Start your 14-day free trial.